From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Dear Weekend Edition Sunday,
we received this audio postcard from NPR's Carrie Kahn at the Rancho Cuyamaca State Park in San Diego, California.
As I drive up the winding two-lane highway that cuts through Cuyamaca, I start searching for signs of spring. You know, it officially begins this weekend, and everyone here at Cuyamaca has been anxiously waiting to see signs of life. Remember last fall, the wildfires that hit Southern California? Well, this huge park was hit hard. I tune into the park's traffic radio station.
Welcome to Cuyamaca Rancho State Park. As you can see, the park and surrounding communities have just been through one of the most destructive fires in San Diego County's history.
The whole park is closed, and without campers and hikers, the landscape looks even eerier. Everywhere you see blackened hillsides spotted with the remnants of charred trees. They look like black sticks, withering shadows of what were once towering pines and majestic oaks. Retired Ranger Shane Coles meets me at the shuttered park station house, and we hop into our Jeep.
It'll be interesting to see what comes back and how it comes back. And with all our trail signs gone, I almost missed our landmark to turn.
Out on foot, we catch up with some volunteers digging holes for new trail markers. They're three men, late 60s, early 70s. Ron Matzenauer spent more than 30 years in this forest. He says he's torn up by all the devastation. He gets lost in the park these days. His usual landmarks are gone. As he lights his pipe, I guess there's no more fire danger, he contemplates Cuyamaca's fate.
It's going to come back. It's going to get green. There's going to be new saplings coming up. But I'm talking the thick, tall growth forest that I'm used to isn't going to be here in my lifetime.
We do find small signs of rebirth. Green sprouts shooting out of the charred joints of a blackened oak. The Sweetwater River flowing again, pushing its way through piles of soil runoff and the mud that clogs smaller creeks and streams. Farther into the park in a nearby meadow, grasses are sprouting and some wildflowers poke through the darkened soil. Most residents are rooting for the seeds of native species, dormant for decades and split open by the fire, to gain ground on the non-natives that have dominated the park. The endangered Cuyamaca meadow foam with its small white flowers has made a stand in a nearby clearing. Alongside it is a shocking bright bloom of purple henbit flowers. We finally see some deer who've returned to graze. Most outran the fire, although dozens of burned out carcasses still litter the meadow. And we hear the birds. Ranger Cole says springtime may be hardest on the tree dwellers who've lost so many nesting sites. But for the birds that live in the ground cover, like this little meadowlark, they'll do well. Shane says most birds have two ways to attract a mate. They use either their handsome feathers or an engaging song.
The western meadowlark has both. It's got the beautiful song, and while it's a plain brown on the back, it's got this bright yellow chest with a V on it, a black V on it. But he's singing his little heart out there. I don't know if the females are out yet or not. We'll know this spring, I guess.
Oh, if dating were only that easy. Talk to you soon, Carrie.
NPR's Carrie Kahn sent us that postcard from Rancho Cuyamaca State Park in San Diego, California.